Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his five-nation European tour, a significant diplomatic milestone was achieved, one that underscores India's growing engagement with key European nations. First, let us consider the Third India-Nordic Summit, which was held in Oslo on 19 May 2026. This unique diplomatic format allows India to engage with all five Nordic countries, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, and Iceland, simultaneously. What makes this significant is that it has no formal treaty basis, making it an informal multilateral dialogue convened alongside bilateral visits. The third summit saw the participation of key leaders from these nations, and the discussions centered around several critical themes. One of the primary areas of focus was Arctic governance. As an observer in the Arctic Council since 2013, India has been keenly interested in the region, particularly with its Himadri station at Envalisand, Svalbard. The Northern Sea Route, which could reduce the distance between Mumbai and Hamburg by approximately 7,000 kilometers, holds strategic value, especially as Arctic ice continues to shrink. This has implications for climate data sharing and joint scientific expeditions, areas where India and the Nordic countries can collaborate closely. Another crucial theme discussed was digital public goods, or DPG. India's DPI stack, which includes UPI, Aadhaar, DigiLocker, and ONDC, has been recognized by the UN Secretary-General's Digital Cooperation Roadmap as a model for DPG. The Nordic countries, being major funders of global DPG initiatives through UNDP and bilateral aid, can potentially adopt India's stack-inspired architectures, enhancing interoperability of DPG standards. The clean energy transition was also a key theme, with discussions on offshore wind cooperation, particularly with Norway's Equinor and Denmark's Vestas and Ørsted. Green hydrogen, where Nordic countries are leaders, saw the announcement of the India-Nordic Green Hydrogen Partnership. Additionally, circular economy and plastic waste management were highlighted as areas of cooperation. Defence and security were also on the agenda, with India-Sweden defence ties, including cooperation with Saab on Gripen and Carl Gustaf, being notable. Finland, Sweden, and Norway, all being NATO members, presented a context of diplomatic sensitivity for India's strategic autonomy. Cybersecurity cooperation with Finland, particularly with alternatives to Huawei, and with Norway, was also discussed. Now, let us turn to the Nordic countries' strategic overview. All five nations are among the world's top 15 in the Human Development Index and are either EFTA or EU members, with Norway and Iceland being part of EFTA. Moving on to PM Modi's visit to Italy, which was the fifth and final leg of his European tour. Italy, a G7 member and a significant EU economy, provided a context for advancing the India-Italy bilateral relationship, especially after the conclusion of the India-EU FTA on 27 January 2026. PM Modi held talks with Italian PM Giorgia Meloni, who has cultivated a close personal relationship with him. They have met at multiple G7, G20 and multilateral sidelines, and Italy has positioned itself as India's most natural European interlocutor, given shared concerns about China's Belt and Road Initiative and Italy's strong defense industrial base. The India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 covers four pillars: political security, economic trade, S&T innovation, and people-to-people. This plan aims to advance bilateral trade, which stood at approximately $16.77 billion US in 2025, with a target of $20 billion US by 2029. Key areas of cooperation include defense, with Leonardo Hall Defense Cooperation, and Italy's Fincantieri Shipbuilding, as well as G7 outreach. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The third India-Nordic Summit was held in Oslo, Norway, on 19 May 2026 and included participants from India, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, and Iceland. The first summit was held in Stockholm in 2018. Key themes discussed included Arctic governance, digital public goods, clean energy, and circular economy. Regarding the Nordic countries, Norway is a NATO founding member and an EFTA member, not part of the EU. Sweden has been a NATO member since 7 March 2024 and is an EU member. Denmark is a NATO founding member and an EU member. Finland became a NATO member on 4 April 2023 and is an EU member. Iceland is a NATO founding member, an EFTA member, and not part of the EU. PM Modi's five-nation European tour, which took place from May 15 to 20, 2026, included visits to the UAE, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, and Italy. This tour was significant as it came after the conclusion of the India-EU FTA, aimed at consolidating bilateral relationships with key European capitals. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under GS Paper 2, International Relations, and covers the India-Nordic Summit format, India's European strategy, including post-FTA bilateral consolidation and differentiated partnerships. It also touches upon India-Italy relations, including Giorgia Meloni, defense cooperation, and the Mattei Plan. The G7 context, with India's engagement as an outreach partner at Italy's G7 2024 and Germany's G7 2025, is also relevant. The India-EU FTA concluded on 27 January 2026, and Italy's role as a bridge are crucial points to remember. In conclusion, the third India-Nordic summit and PM Modi's visit to Italy mark significant milestones in India's diplomatic engagement with European nations, underscoring the country's growing strategic and economic ties with the region. This has profound implications for India's position on the global stage, particularly in terms of trade, defense, and clean energy.